That's what I mean.
What's what you mean?
As soon as he gets home from work at night, Barris repeated. I have been for some time conjecturing as to who Bob Arctor is really employed by, what specific actual organization it is that he can't tell us.
It's the fucking Blue Chip Redemption Stamp Center in Placentia, Charles Freck said. He told me once.
I wonder what he does there. Charles Freck sighed.
Colors the stamps blue.
He did not like Barris, really. Freck wished he were elsewhere, maybe scoring from the first person he ran into or called.
Maybe I should split, he said to himself,
but then he recalled the jar of oil and cocaine cooling in the freezer, $100 worth for 98 cents.
Listen, he said, when will that stuff be ready? I think he's shucking me. I got the solar cane people sell it for that little if it has a gram of pure coke in it. I gotta make a profit.
They buy, Barris declared, in large quantities. In his head, Charles Freck rolled an instant fantasy. Dump trucks full of cocaine, backing up to the solar cane factory, wherever it was, Cleveland, maybe, dumping tons and tons of pure, unstepped-on, uncut, high-grade cocaine into one end of the factory, where it was mixed with oil and inert gas and other garbage, and then stuck in little bright-colored spray cans to be stacked up by the thousands in 7-Eleven stores and drugstores and supermarkets.
What we ought to do, he ruminated, is knock over one of those dump trucks. Take the whole load, maybe 700 or 800 pounds. Hell, lots more. What does a dump truck hold?
Barris brought him the now empty solar cane spray can for his inspection. He showed him the label on which were listed all the contents.
See? Benzocaine, which only certain gifted people know is a trade name for cocaine. If they said cocaine on the label, people would flash on it, and they'd eventually do what I do. People just don't have the education to realize. The scientific training, such as I went through.
What are you going to do with this knowledge? Charles Freck asked. Besides making Donna Hawthorne horny.
I plan to write a bestseller, eventually, Barris said. A text for the average person about how to manufacture safe dope in his kitchen without breaking the law. You see, this does not break the law. Benzocaine is legal. I phoned a pharmacy and asked them. It's in a lot of things.
Hey, Charles Freck said, impressed.
He examined his wristwatch to see how much longer they had to wait.